I, for about 2 years in my, after my move here to Macomb from Kansas, I worked retail management. And there was an incident in the store where a young mother was having some difficulty with children. She had three children with her, but her spouse was with her. But he became very verbally violent to her. In fact, to the point where he then threw a wad of money at her and said, "You've got 15 minutes to do this. I'll be in the car. If you're not done in 15 minutes, I'm gone." And she had what would be probably a toddler, you know, in the seat, and then two other young boys. And so I just simply said to her, "Could I help you?" You know, and walked with her, entertained the baby and one little boy's while the older one was trying shoes on, because that's what they were in there for, was shoes. We managed to get it done right around 15 minutes. I walked her to the front. I then asked security at the store to please walk her out, or at least watch her go to the car. At that time, to be honest, I didn't know about the agency I now work for. I was new to the area. But there are so many times we do see individuals out in public, and sometimes it is just stress. They are not intentionally harming their children, but they're stressed for whatever reason. You know, we all have very, very busy lives now and a lot of responsibilities. And so if we, as, you know, people standing on the side, I don't want to say bystanders, because bystanders tend to do nothing. I want people to be upstanders. I want them to stand up and help somebody. And that's a very simple thing, because to be perfectly honest, the baby was just screaming bloody murder. I never picked up the baby. I just stood in front of her, made silly faces, talked to her, and she began to quiet down and coo. And so that made it much easier on the mother, you know. Offering, you know, if you know a family that has children, no matter what the age, you know, give them a coupon for an hour so mom can get away and just by herself have some me time, even if it's to take a long bubble bath. Give, you know, coupons for to take the kids to the library, or even bring the kids over to your place. And now that the weather's nice, you know, sit out in the yard, read to them, play some games with them, to just let mom and dad both de-stress a little bit.
So. I appreciate it. And what's your proper title?
Victim Services Director.
Is that through WIRC?
Through the official title is Western Illinois Regional Council Community Action Agency. Because Victim Services are actually part of the Community Action Agency.